This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Captain James Fennell, United States Navy Retired Intelligence, about the Philippines becoming a porcupine, adding road mobile anti-ship missiles. Here Jim describes the scale of it and the thinking. It involves the U.S. eventually, but the Philippines are paying a large sum in order to defend their parts of the islands, the archipelago, that are vulnerable to Chinese aggression, especially off the South China Sea. Here's Jim Fennell. Much more of this later.
It was signed, as I said, back in 2022 for about $375 million. And it's part of a larger program that the Philippines has put together. And they would like to have up to 50 batteries of these kind of anti-ship cruise missiles and air defense systems and multiple launch rocket systems. And it's part of a $7.2 billion Philippine defense program that's basically one-fifth of their entire defense budget. And it's called, they've named this the Re-Horizon 3 Military Modernization Program. And it's part of their comprehensive archipelagic defense concept, which is to essentially focus the Philippine defense strategy on the South China Sea or the West Philippine Sea, and to be able to bring serious weapon systems to bear against the People's Republic of China and the bullying that they've been doing down there. So this is an extension, essentially, of what the United States has been working with Japan and the U.S. Marine Corps to bring missile systems into the southern Ryukyu Islands. We're doing the same thing. The U.S. Marine Corps is working with the Philippine Marine Corps. They've been exercising with these new missile systems like HIMARS and Nemesis.